Center. Learn how to get this free and just this free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
S.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
This Thursday through Saturday, it pays to use or apply for your Sears card. Stop on by your St. Louis area Sears stores, where you'll get an extra 15% off regular and sale-priced home appliances and lawn and garden equipment when you use or apply for your Sears card. Plus, you can get 12 months no interest, no payments, or free delivery after mail-in rebate on any home appliance or lawn and garden equipment over $399 with your Sears card. When you use or apply for your Sears card in home electronics, tools, or fitness equipment, you can get an extra 10% off regular and sale prices. Don't miss this great Sears card savings event at your St. Louis area Sears stores. These great offers end Saturday. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The annual U.S. Cellular Taste of St. Louis takes place from Friday through Sunday in downtown St. Louis at the Gateway Mall. The event will feature activities for the whole family, including musical performances, family kids zone, artist village, marketplace, and a live cooking competition. For more information, call 314-306-1162 or log on to tastestl.com. Delicious news to you from WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Liz Brown will be live in the studio beginning at 6:30. Until then, we're going to bring you an excerpt from the best of the Wake Up Call right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Are denied equal treatment. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown living my life as an African and loving it. 4540400 is my phone number. 4546609 is my fax. And if you want to toll free long distance me, you can do that at Liz Brown, LizzBrown at sbcglobal.net or 1-877-920-WGNU. We broadcast every day, 24 hours a day, on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. My show is also archived daily on the White Rose Society, a progressive, a place where you can find archives of all progressive radio shows. So you can check it out if you missed the show, if you got to run right now. You can always go to White Rose. Now, I am looking at this article out of the New York Times from Sunday. The rich are leaving the even rich. The riches are leaving even the rich far behind. The rich are getting richer and richer and richer. And I certainly think that we all know how to, if asked the question of how would you describe it, not knowing, not having ever seen the riches of the rich, those that whose share of the nation income has more than doubled since 1980. While those whose income, the rest of the world, fell 90%. I'm sure if we were all given an opportunity to be able to point them out in a lineup, none of us could point them out personally. But I think that we could all guess what they look like and what gender they are. We know that they fall into the category of white males. That should come as no surprise to anyone. The fact of the matter is that while we are very clear that racism is alive and well, gender discrimination is also alive and well. And I have Dr. Martha Burke, the chair of the National Council of Women's Organizations, the NCWO, joining us this morning from Washington, D.C., to talk about how gender discrimination is alive and very, very, very well. Martha, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Very good. You recently, just last week, went to a shareholders meeting at Walmart.
Right.
Talk to us about why you went.
Well, Walmart is the largest employer in the world now, and certainly the largest employer in the United States. And they are a low-wage employer. We know from a massive sex discrimination lawsuit that is pending against them.
The largest sex discrimination lawsuit in the world.
Yeah, in the history of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It will involve over a billion plaintiffs, a million plaintiffs, when it's all over. We know that they do not pay women the same as they pay men, up and down the line. And we know that Walmart used to, when they were a young company, and run by Sam Walton, it was possible for the everyday people to retire wealthy from Walmart because they got stock options, even if they were store cleaners or clerks. But nowadays, we don't know who is getting that. Where is that wealth going? This, again, is the largest employer in the country. And we felt like we needed to go to the stockholders meeting and say, tell us what is going on inside this company, so we can figure out whether things are fair or not fair.
So you presented a resolution at their meeting.
Yes, I did.
And inside of the resolution, what did you ask them for?
I just asked them for information. I did not ask them to change how they pay or promote people or how they distribute stock options. What I asked them for was to tell us who is getting them.
And what will that reveal? What are you thinking that would reveal if we found out who the stock options are going to at Walmart?
Well, I think we'd find out, as you said in your opening, that the stock options are overwhelmingly going to people who are already rich, who are white, and who are male. And that company, in terms of the employment, is 70% female. So it doesn't make any sense that the people who get promoted and get to the point where they can get these stock options and these big salaries are all men.
Well, do they have any obligation to release this information?
No, they don't.
Do other companies release this type of information?
Not usually. Occasionally they will. And there is one company, Ben & Jerry's, I think we're all really familiar with them. And they actually release information on pay and promotion by gender and race. And I think that's a very good thing because you can see at a glance who is getting ahead in the company and who is not.
So how did they, you did this on June 3rd, on Friday.
Yeah.
How did it turn out?
Well, it was defeated. All of the stockholder resolutions were defeated.
Well, when you walked into the room, describe what it was like to, how did you get to present this resolution? How did that come to be?
Well, what you have to do is you have to submit it several months ahead of time. And there's paperwork that has to be gone through. You can't just walk in and do this. And as a matter of fact, the Walmart stockholders meeting is quite the production. It was in Sam Walton Arena in Fayetteville, Arkansas. That is the basketball arena for the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Mm.
There were 20,000 people there.
Wow.
So this is not a small gathering. The entertainment was Bon Jovi. It was a very big deal.
Yes, it was.
And so what we did is we teamed up with some folks called Responsible Wealth. And those are folks like Bill Gates Sr. that say, look, I'm rich enough. Let's try to create some wealth for people lower down on the scale. And they were in favor of what we were doing and, as a matter of fact, helped us get this on the agenda.
And so then how did it happen? Do you read the resolution?
Yes, they call on you and they put you on a stop clock. And if your listeners have seen Michael Moore's first movie where he was cut off, his microphone was cut off at a stockholders meeting of General Motors.
Uh-huh.
It's exactly that situation. They tell you you have 3 minutes. If you go over by a few seconds, they're not going to do anything about it. But if you go over by more than that, they're going to unplug your microphone.
So how did you do?
I came in exactly 3 minutes.
And what happens when you read a resolution at an event? Because that's all you can call it, is it when 20,000 people show up, this is an event. How did it go over? How did they respond?
It went over very well, actually. We were the only one of the resolutions that got any applause at all. Well, the first thing I said before I even addressed the resolution was, look, you just introduced your board of directors. This is a 70% female company. And you have 2 out of 14 board of directors that are female. That's not right. And that got applause immediately. And the crowd was actually quite receptive to what I said. But stockholders' resolutions are voted on by those that hold the most stock. And in this case, it's the Walton family.
Mm.
So our resolution did not pass, but that doesn't mean it wasn't well received. And the point of these things is to get people thinking about it. Why should we all be in the dark about this? Why can't they tell us how they pay women and how they pay men?
And not only that, but who's promoted and how they're promoted.
Exactly. Who decides and how do they decide? Is it just because old Joe likes old Jim, you know? And very often that is what happens. I'd like your listeners to know I have written a book about sex discrimination in corporate America. It's called Cult of Power, Sex Discrimination in Corporate America and What Can Be Done About It. And in that book, I talk about Walmart and many other companies and how they often have very unfair ways, very subjective ways of paying and promoting people.
And
I would add, because I know that you are African American and many of your listeners probably are too, that what we've learned over the years, and the National Council of Women's Organizations, and many of our member groups are persons of color, women of color groups, including the National Council of Negro Women. And what we've learned is that sexism in pay and promotion is not all white men, that black men can sometimes be very subjective against women as well.
Well, one thing that I've always wondered, Martha, is The largest group of people in America, I believe, are white women. I mean, if we're going to break everybody down by gender and by specific ethnic groups, white women outnumber most folks.
You're probably right about that. I'm not certain, but it sounds right.
And I have just been curious, because white women outnumber so many, why hasn't there been more movement for white? Why is sex discrimination acceptable? Why is that?
I think it's our culture. I think it's our tradition. And in some cases, it's our laws. You know, we don't have an equal rights for women category in the United States Constitution. And that goes back to when the 14th Amendment was passed, giving black men the vote, but no women. And the suffragists at that time argued vehemently that women, all women, white and black, should be able to get the vote. And the black men at that time argued, no, it is the black time of the black male. You women wait a little longer, and in fact, women, all women, had to wait another 72 years. So we have a tradition in this country of not holding sex discrimination to the same standard that we hold race discrimination up and down the line.
But white women have influence that black women don't have. Okay, white women have enormous influence. I use this as this example because it's curious to me that within the community of African descent, granted, there is sex discrimination, no question about it. I experience it as a woman, an African woman who is an attorney. I experience that. But within our culture, we do not have the same types of clubs that would exclude people based upon their gender, African women based upon their gender. That does exist within the white community. And it seems to me that white women could shut down every single male-dominated club in America if they put their minds to it.
Hey, I spent a year and a half trying to do exactly that with Augusta National Golf Club. And you have no idea, no idea of the stone wall you hit from corporate America, the very top levels. Executives like Kenneth Chenault, who is African-American and the head of American Express, who remained silent. They sat on their hands. Even when the KKK came out in favor of that club and saying, don't open to women, no one had the courage to even go up and say the KKK is wrong. We don't want their help.
But what about?
And that is how ingrained this power structure is.
But what about the wives of all? Because there's got to be only a handful of black men in there. And I don't expect black men to change a white man's club.
Said they were going to.
I understand. But I really don't. I want to know where the wives are of these men and the daughters of these men.
Well, what we heard, and again, this was take Sam Nunn, ex-senator, that he and his daughter were totally at odds on this. The daughter was on his case every day, and he still wouldn't do anything about it. We heard that the women in the companies went to these people, like Arthur Ryan at Prudential, head of Prudential, who is white, and they said, please, do something about this. It's making us look bad. It's making our company look bad, and it's affecting our income. And he wouldn't do anything about it. And the story is the same at Citigroup, at General Electric, at Morgan Stanley, at J.P. Morgan Chase. The guys stood together and said, we're not going to do anything about it.
When we talk about when you talked about a few minutes ago that the laws are different about sex discrimination than they are about other types of discrimination, could you talk to us a little bit about I guess it's Title IX?
Well, Title IX, the law is specifically about women,
mm-hmm,
and educational opportunities, and that's women, of course, of all colors. But more relevant, I think, is Title VII,
mm-hmm,
which is about discrimination in employment. And Title VII was passed initially, was crafted to end race discrimination in employment. And the Southerners wanted to kill it. And this was back in the 60s, in 1964. It was part of the Civil Rights Act. and they wanted to kill the Civil Rights Act. And they couldn't come out and just be blatant racist. Again, there's a cultural norm that says you can't be blatantly racist. So what did they do? They said, we're going to put sex in there, and nobody will pass a law that says you can't discriminate on the basis of sex. It was a big joke. And to their surprise, the law passed. But the only reason women have any employment protection is because they thought it was a big joke.
And one of the things, is it true that employers are merely prohibited from discriminating on basis of sex?
That's right. They're not required to do anything, and that is one of the points I try to make in Cult of Power. We need affirmative laws. We need affirmative momentum, positive momentum, because what happens when you're merely prohibited from discriminating is you as a company, as Morgan Stanley did, as Walmart did, you sit back and you wait for the women to bring a lawsuit. And then you drag them through the courts for years and years. Sometimes you retaliate against them. You have legal talent that they don't have. And at the end of the day, maybe you are found guilty and you have to pay out a settlement, but it's just a cost of doing business. And so I think what we need to do is change our laws and get some positive momentum and say, you must pay women and men the same. Not you are prohibited from discriminating in pay. There's a very fundamental difference.
Well, we have to take a break, and I would like to take a break, but when I come back, I'd like to talk about some of the things that you would suggest that we need to change in order to change this. And also, I'd like to talk about, when we come back, kind of like a historical piece on where the women's movement is now.
Okay.
My name is Liz Brown. I'm talking to Dr. Martha Burt, Chairman, National Council of Women's Organizations. She is joining us from Washington, D.C. She is also the author of a book, Cult of Power, Sex Discrimination in Corporate America, and What Can Be Done About It. I'm Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. Stay with us. We'll be back.
You're listening to the best of The Wake Up Call. Stick around for more following the traffic and the weather. Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and your weather for this 6 o'clock hour. Eastbound 40 from McKnight through Hanley. Look for an accident. Left lane's blocked. That's east of Hanley. Look for stop-and-go traffic as a result. Northbound 255 at Collinsville through 5570. Look for an accident. Left lane's blocked. That's at 5570. Crews are upriding a tractor trailer, so expect slow traffic. Chesterfield Parkway at Clarkson, look for traffic lights not to be working. Timberlake Manor at 40, look for those lights not to be working. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slowdowns around the left lane. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well from midspan all the way into the landing. Northbound 270 at 40 in Ladue, look for two right lanes closed due to construction. Look for heavy volume as a result. Eastbound 40 from Mason through McKnight. Look for slowdowns. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79. Look for delays. And that is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for this weekend. For today, look forward to patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny and warm, high around 90. This evening, mostly clear, lows around the mid-60s. Partly cloudy skies on Saturday with a high in the upper 80s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. And Sunday, mostly cloudy, high in the upper 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 64 degrees in haze. Lambert Field is reporting 67. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown, the best of the wake-up call. We'll have Liz live in the studio beginning at 7 a.m. Until then, more of the best of the wake-up call following these messages. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Summertime.
man, the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address, 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Do you know there are thousands of children in the St. Louis area who are struggling to learn to read? If you are age 50 or older, enjoy working with children, and have an hour a week to volunteer, you could help one of these children as an OASIS tutor, mentor, and friend. Training, materials, and ongoing support are provided by school districts throughout the area. To see how you can help a child in a school near you, call 314-995-9506. Something for you from WGNU.
Let me drive.
How do you know when it's time to give up the keys? When your dog grabs your keys from your lap and your lap is on the floor. Yep, it's Jeff Foxworthy for Rad saying, when you party, be sure to designate before you celebrate.
Want to make it home alive. Let me drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Just please don't drink and drive. It's not fun.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio, Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Now we take you back to the best of the Wake Up Call right here on AM 920 WGNU. We'll have ABC News, your local news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour, followed by Liz Brown Live at 7 o'clock. This is AM 920 WGNU.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. I am talking this morning to Dr. Martha Burke, chairman of the National Council of Women's Organizations, and she's joining us from Washington, D.C. We're talking about women. And how they fare out there in the United States of America insofar as jobs, discrimination, and equal treatment. And Dr. Burke, welcome back.
Thank you.
One of the things that you maintain in your book, Cult of Power, Sex Discrimination in Corporate America and What Can Be Done About It, you say that we need laws that create positive momentum, not just negative sanctions. Talk to us about what you mean by that.
Well, let's take wages, for example. Right now we know that there is a pay gap between women and men. That is 74 cents on the dollar overall. For African-American women, it's 64 cents, and Hispanic women are way down there at 55 cents. And the reason for that is there are no laws that say you must pay women and men the same for the same jobs or substantially the same jobs, even if the titles are different, something like, say, a dock supervisor compared to a clerical supervisor.
I think most people would be surprised to hear surprised hearing that right now.
Yeah, and so there is no real incentive for companies to do this because they know if they get sued, they can sit back, as I said, and wait, spend money on lawyers, wear the women down, and eventually settle, and they just count it as a cost of doing business. Now, take what I call a positive momentum law, and we don't have many of them, but the minimum wage is one. The minimum wage compels employers to do something, pay a certain level and not below. And what I'm saying is that we need more positive momentum laws instead of just prohibition laws. And so when you say on the minimum wage, you must pay a certain level, then employers will do it. And they don't fight it. They don't go to court to try to keep from paying the minimum wage because they're told, here's what you're going to do, and that's the law. And this is where I think we need to shift our thinking.
Now, to the thinking part of this, I have taught it at a college level. I have talked to young women at high school levels. And it seems to me that in the year 2005, that the attitude of women is, young women, is different than it was in, I don't know, 1970.
Well, it may be, and that's partially a good thing, and it's probably has something to do with the gains that the women's movement made. And I think what happened is back in the 70s, or let's say the 60s, before the Civil Rights Act was passed, which, as I said, included women as a joke, it was legal for employers to say, we don't hire women. And it was also legal for employers to say, well, we will hire you, but we don't pay women the same as men. And we changed all that. We changed the fact that colleges were able to say, we don't take women. And we got Title IX passed, and now they do take women. So young women have a right to expect that they will be treated more fairly and have more than we had in the 70s. But what they don't realize is that glass ceiling is still very firmly in place. And it takes a few years in the workforce to get to the point where you start to see, yeah, I trained that guy, and now he's being promoted over me. Or there are five people that applied for this supervisory job, as we know happened in Walmart at times, and the women weren't even really considered. So, yes, their attitude is different, and I appreciate that, but I think that what we have to do is teach them that the struggle is ongoing.
And do you see signs that women are willing to get into this battle and to fight this?
Yeah, I do. I mean, the Walmart case is a very good example. Most of those women are at the bottom of the pay scale. This is not about women in the executive suite. It's about women all up and down the line. And these women are hourly workers. And they are making, or were when they filed the lawsuit, something like 30% less than men in the same position. And many of them were told, well, I'm going to give the promotion to Joe, or I'm going to give the raise to Joe because he has a family to raise. Well, that's just wrong, because women have families to raise too nowadays. Most women work just like men because they have to. They need the money. They need to feed their families. And this is such an outdated way of thinking, and women are paying the price.
When we see things like the so-called Welfare Reform Act and how it seems to make the suggestion, or it does make the suggestion, or at least push the point that women raising children, it's not a valuable thing.
You know, that is such an interesting thing. I'm glad you brought that up, because the conservative point of view in this country is that women ought to stay home and raise their kids unless they're poor.
Exactly.
And it is a ridiculous box that they have women who are poor in. We had to fight as a women's movement very hard to get any exemptions from the welfare bill where people could count going to school and trying to get a better education as a work-related activity. Otherwise, these women will be stuck in these dead-end, low-wage jobs their lifelong. So the conservatives in the Congress are so hypocritical when they talk about family values and honor motherhood and these women ought not to work outside the home, they need to stay home with their kids. But then if these women happen to be poor and happen to be on public assistance because they need to feed their kids, then they shouldn't stay home.
And not only that they shouldn't stay home, but that when they are home, that they are not doing something that is valuable.
That's right.
And I mean, raising children is a valuable thing. Why isn't that that should be considered just as important as putting a widget in one box or taking it out of another box?
Well, and I do talk about that in Cult of Power, and I say to bring women's wages up overall, whether you're down at the poverty level or up in the executive suite, what we have to do is make it more normal for men to be able to help take care of kids, too. You know, men don't want to work 80 hours a week and never see their kids. So we need a family leave policy in this country that, like they have in Sweden, where women and men can take off work when they have a newborn child or they need to take care of a sick child. And the employers don't look at it as, well, you're not a serious employee. Right now in this country, we do have unpaid family leave. And it's available to everybody that can afford to take it, which is not too many people. But what happens in reality is it's seen as a woman's benefit. And men don't take it because then they'll be seen as sissies, less serious, they won't get promoted. And we need to change that. We need to make it more normal for men to care for children as much as women.
I want to talk about, we have to take a break right now, but when we come back, I want to talk about how women are viewed and why they're viewed a certain way. And I want to use as an example the statement made by Arnold Schwarzenegger, the girly man statement, and what that says about where we are in this society about how we view women. I'm talking to Dr. Martha Burke, chairman of the National Council of Women's Organizations. She is joining us from Washington, D.C. Stay with us, folks.
You are listening to the best of the Wake Up Call right here on AM 920 WGNU. Stick around for more following these messages. Liz Brown will be live and in the studio beginning at 7 a.m. Until then, enjoy more excerpts from the best of the Wake Up Call.
Person to person roofing. We've been in business about 17 years and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing. Thank you.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care. Still connected to the community.
This Thursday through Saturday, it pays to use or apply for your Sears card. Stop on by your St. Louis area Sears stores, where you'll get an extra 15% off regular and sale-priced home appliances and lawn and garden equipment when you use or apply for your Sears card. Plus, you can get 12 months, no interest, no payments, or free delivery after mail-in rebate on any home appliance or lawn and garden equipment over $399 with your Sears card. When you use or apply for your Sears card in home electronics, tools, or fitness equipment, you can get an extra 10% off regular and sale prices. Don't miss this great Sears card savings event at your St. Louis area Sears stores. These great offers end Saturday. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brandt.
We now take you back to the best of the wake-up call. Stick around at the top of the hour. We've got ABC News, your local news, traffic, and weather, followed by the wake-up call live with Liz Brown in the studio. That's up next. But more of the best of the wake-up call right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown. I'm talking to Dr. Martha Burke, chairman of the National Council of Women's Organizations, joining us from Washington, D.C. And Dr. Burke, in 2004, Arnold Schwarzenegger was trying to criticize lawmakers in his state. And he said, if they don't have the guts to come up here in front of you, if they don't have the guts, I call them girly men. And there seems to be an accepted way of insulting somebody to call them a woman.
Absolutely. And that is part of our culture. It has been for a very long time. It needs to change, but it goes back to when kids are really little. Think about this. If a little boy cries, he's called a sissy. That's a word that derives from sister. Go in any locker room, hear men insult each other. It's often, way too often, in gendered terms.
Mm-hmm.
They are saying things I can't say on the radio, but the men out there know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it sends a message. Being female is lesser. Being female is not as good. Being female is less deserving. And that is something that is ingrained in our culture and in cultures around the world.
Was there a hue and cry when Schwarzenegger used the phrase girly men and defended using it and didn't back down from using
it? No, he didn't back down. And I would ask the listeners to think about that. If he had used a similar racially charged term, there would have been an outcry about it. There was from some groups. About girly man, but again, he felt so secure in being able to denigrate women in that way that he didn't back down. And had that been a racial situation, I think he would have. And so I think we do have a long way to go as women, women of all colors, that there is still acceptable discrimination, and that's sex discrimination.
And in terms of things that you would advocate for women in towns all across the country, what would you advocate for them to do?
Well, I think, first of all, we have to work together. I think we have to speak up, and I think we have to keep pushing primarily employers, because that is who controls so much of our lives. You know, if you think about it, employers can learn almost anything about you. Have you ever had a traffic ticket? What do your dental records look like? Did you show up for jury duty? What were your grades in school? And on and on and on. And we can learn almost nothing about employers. We can't even learn what they pay us as women versus what they pay the men we're working beside. And so I think what we have to do is keep pushing on that front. We are investing our work, our labor, our lives, in many cases, with these companies. And we have a right to know where we stand as a group.
Another way, I think another place that we can look at where we see an acceptance of different and bad treatment of people by virtue of their gender is how the whole Abu Ghraib scandal has crimes have been portrayed, and those who have taken the fall for this.
Yeah, look at who is in the military. The percentage of women is very low compared to men. But yet, in the prison scandal, the only two that have suffered any consequences at all are two females. The woman that was head of the command and Lindy England, who, as we know, had the picture in all the papers with a leash around a guy's neck. But there were other pictures that were just as bad or worse, and not a single man has been prosecuted for that.
Do you feel that the media, the larger media, does a good job or does a job of even commenting on this? I mean, even raising the question of, wait a minute, most of the people in the military are men. Most of the people in charge of the military are men. Most of the people that were in charge of Abu Ghraib are men. Why are we only hearing about two women?
You know, you're the first member of the media that I have had raise that question with me. And that tells us where we are in terms of the consciousness on this type of issue. You know, most people, it's so normal, they didn't even think about it. And this is where I would like to see more members of the media like you that do think about that. And it's what I call a gender lens. And it doesn't have to be always women that are raising it. Men are capable of this. Bernard Shaw, some of you may remember, is a very prominent journalist last half of the 20th century. We still do see him occasionally. He was very good about having a gender lens on things. But he was one of the few men that would look at it that way.
And I see this sometimes with my friends. I friends that have jobs in different places and different types of events. Like when there's seminars that are held, you know, where are the women?
Yeah.
When there are discussions to be had, where are the women? You have to, and these are people who I love very dearly and I know are very progressive, and I still have to say, where are the women?
Well, and I would just ask you to take a look every Sunday morning at your news shows. Not only where are the women, where are the men of color? It is astounding to me that week after week after week we see this same group. The other day at the Walmart meeting, which is what we first started talking about, they had lots of diversity down at the lower levels, the employees bringing in the flags, people getting up and saying good things about Walmart. But then when you got to the executive committee, it was the parade of 60-something white guys.
Rich white guys.
Yeah.
let us not forget, very rich white guys. And I want to thank you, Dr. Martha Burke, chairman of the National Council of Women's Organizations and author of the book Guilt of Cult of Power, Sex Discrimination in Corporate America and What Can Be Done About It. Dr. Burke, thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
It's been my pleasure. I hope to talk to you.
I think very good meeting you.
Take care. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, Wake Up Call.
Stick around for Liz Brown live in the studio, calling ABC News, your local news, traffic, and weather. This is AM 920 WGNU.
It is time
people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below, that's the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. A school shooting at Delaware State University has left two students wounded and other students and staffers under orders to sit tight. ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey has the very latest.
Two students were shot on campus near Memorial Hall.
A Delaware State University recording warns students, faculty, and staff to remain indoors while a manhunt for the shooting suspect continues.
A single male suspect is being sought, but has not yet been apprehended.
The university says the two students were wounded, one seriously. No motive known yet. Two of three people recently murdered, execution style, in Newark, New Jersey, were Delaware State students. The third had planned to enroll. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Senate Democrats are vowing to continue bringing up measures aimed at pulling U.S. troops out of Iraq despite repeated defeats. ABC's Vic Ratner has the view from the Capitol.
It's been all downhill for Senate Democrats' efforts to speed up troop withdrawals from Iraq.
The American people are growing more and more frustrated and outraged, and our national security, quite frankly, is being undermined.
Democrat Russ Feingold's plan to cut off funds next June to force U.S. combat troops out of Iraq got just 28 votes, half the support of an earlier proposal by Democrat James Webb to guarantee troops more time at home. There'll be at least one more Senate vote on troop withdrawals in the morning. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
Diamonds are forever, but not so much the Do Not Call list. It has an expiration date. Your number automatically drops off next June if you don't sign up, so get ready for those charming dinnertime phone calls. Government officials say re-upping is quick and easy. Remember the lawsuit filed against God by a Nebraska state lawmaker accusing the Almighty of making terrorist threats? God has apparently responded. A court clerk says documents mysteriously materialized on his desk. In the filings, God claims he is immune from such earthly laws, and the court lacks jurisdiction. This is ABC News.
Frankly, I don't understand fuel cell technology, but everybody understands cleaner air. That's why Chevy is putting a test fleet of 100 hydrogen-powered Equinox fuel cell vehicles in metropolitan New York City, D.C., and L.A. Hydrogen fuel cells produce zero emissions and use zero gasoline. So next time you see one, remember you can't buy them, but you can applaud. Someday our grandkids may be cruising in them under some really beautiful blue skies. Go to Chevy.com and learn more. Do more. Use less.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
So when are we going to get a new oven?
This one's only 10 years old.
Yeah, well, that's like 90 in oven years.
Oven years? Is that like dog ears or something?
They'll explain it to you at the Home Depot.
Come in and get special deferred financing with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Plus 10% off your first purchase with a new Home Depot credit card account. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through September 23rd in U.S. only. Maximum discount $200 subject to approved available credit. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The Simpsons is coming back for its 19th season. ABC's David Blaustein has a preview.
I won't tell you how, but Homer winds up on Mr. Burns' private plane.
Have fun with your boyfriend.
He is not my boyfriend!
On the plane, Homer meets guest star Lionel Richie.
He wants me to sing Say You Say Me, but the only difference is he wants me to use beer.
Beer us together, naturally.
No, make every word beer.
Comedy Central's Stephen Colbert also guest stars as Homer's life coach, Colby.
He helps unleash the giant within Homer.
As a special treat, the show's creators have included a couple of clever references to the movie.
My summer love.
David Blaustein, ABC News.
If two is your limit, you may want to cut back to one. A study finds older women who have two or more drinks a day may be increasing their risk of endometrial cancer. Other factors that can contribute to the development of it include obesity, late menopause, and the early onset of menstruation. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a St. George police officer has been fired for a verbal tirade that was posted on the internet. Brett Darrow was questioned by Sergeant James Kuhnlein in the early morning hours of September 7th and had his camera rolling at the time. The video shows the officer claiming Darrow had committed traffic violations that did not occur and threatening to make up charges after the driver declined to discuss his personal business. St. George Police Chief Scott Ehrig was notified by the City Board of Aldermen that Kuhnlein was out of a job pending an investigation by the St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney's Office. A Franklin County man was killed in a logging truck accident yesterday afternoon. 68-year-old James L. Wilder died when a tractor-trailer overturned around 1:30, landing on top of two vehicles near the intersection of Highway A and Pottery Road. Wilder's wife, 67-year-old Dolores Wilder, suffered serious injuries and was taken to St. John's Hospital in Washington, Missouri. 63-year-old Patricia Meyer was airlifted to St. John's Mercy Medical Center in Creve Coeur in serious condition. The driver of the truck, 60-year-old Jerry Setzer, suffered moderate injuries. The Missouri State Highway Patrol is investigating the accident. Finally this hour, the injury woes continue for the Cardinals. Pitcher Anthony Reyes has been unavailable for the past few games because of tightness in his right shoulder. The right-hander played catch yesterday and said his shoulder feels better, but it remains unusually tender. Reyes is 2-14 over 22 appearances this season, including 20 starts. A team trainer says the tightness will most likely go away with rest. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and weather. Westbound 70 between 170 and Natural Bridge. Stop and go traffic due to an accident. Shoulders blocked. That's near Natural Bridge. Eastbound 40 from Lindbergh through Hanley. Look for an accident. Left lane is blocked. That's east of Hanley. Look for delays. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Look for heavy volume there. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge, look for delays. Northbound 270 from Gravois through Doherty Ferry, look for slowdowns. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way into the landing, look for some slowdowns there. Westbound 270 at West Florissant and Graham Hanley, look for delays. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill through 270, look for slowdowns. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44, look for delays. Westbound 5570 from Illinois 203 into the 64 split, look for delays. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue to the 5570, look for heavy volume there. Eastbound 44 from Lindbergh through Big Bend, look for heavy volume. Northbound 270 from Dorset into the 70 exit lanes. You can expect some slowdowns there, and there's an accident at Lindbergh and Ladue Road. Look for that to cause a little bit of a problem if you're trying to get onto 270. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny and warm for this evening. Look forward to mostly clear skies with a low in the mid-60s. Saturday, partly cloudy, high in the upper 80s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. And then on Sunday, mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 80s. Currently, at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 64 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 67 in Hayes. Stick around now. It's time for the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and your weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. More with Liz Brown on the way and the award-winning wake-up call. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
It is time for us to use was going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you pick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. Say my name, say my name, say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. You want to email me, please do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Isn't it interesting? Isn't it fascinating? Isn't it revealing? The take on the Gina 6. Isn't it interesting? I find it just consistent how the story is about, no, not about, how the story is being put together, how the story is being played out. In terms of attempts at rehabilitation on the behalf of the city of Gina. I've heard news stories constantly telling the story, asking the question or allowing the words of the city of Gina to defend itself. Fascinating. Fascinating. The city of Gina stood by and let this happen. The city of Gina, their school board, their aldermen, their councilmen, whatever their governing body is, their mayor, their citizens, allowed a 16-year-old child, and still stand silent when a 16-year-old child, in contrary to the law, against the law, was charged with an adult crime. There are no cries from the Gina City Council to fire the prosecutor. There are no cries from the mayor of the city of Gina that he needs to be removed from his office because this was clearly an overcharge. There are no cries asking why does this child have a $90,000 bond set. Yet and still we hear from other media places, the city of Gina doesn't want their city to be painted in light of it. It's not a racist city. Not entirely. We just have racist pockets. No, baby. No, baby, no, baby, no, baby, no. You is what you is. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me. From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry. 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business. Seven Signs. 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll-free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Everything will be alright. He assures her. But she doesn't hear a word that he says. He occupies. She's afraid. Afraid what they've been doing's not right. He doesn't know what to say.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. Please don't forget, today at, we need you there at noon, today at noon in front of City Hall. We need you there, we need you there, we need you there, we need you there for fire. Firefighters, Institute of Racial Equality, we need you there on behalf of every organization out there. We need you there on behalf of everyone. To gather in front of City Hall. Many of you were touched by the Gina Six children. Maybe it's because there was a noose involved. Maybe because you felt those children, those isolated children in that school district with all of the rage and the anger of the directed at those babies. Maybe it touched you because it was clear to you what an injustice this was. And I applaud every single one of you that got on the bus and went to Gina. I do. I applaud every one of you that stood in solidarity with Gina 6. I do. I applaud all of you that wore black yesterday on behalf of the Gina 6 babies. I applaud all of you. But I also want you to know that there is an issue that is close to home that is just as compelling, that is just as connected, that is just as important as that issue. And it's just as, and it requires the same amount of participation from you all. What is happening in the city of St. Louis with respect to our first African fire chief, Sherman George? You know, it's a profile in courage and a profile in racism. It's a profile in courage. It's a profile in racism. It's a profile in lawlessness. And it's a profile of history. I was reading an article years ago, 7 years ago, probably, in the St. Louis Business Journal. And in this article, a editorial, this was an editorial, this wasn't a letter to the editor, this wasn't a story, it was an editorial, written by a white guy. And this white guy talked about building homes and racism, and not he didn't call it racism, but he was talking about racism in the city of St. Louis. And he was saying that when builders build homes in neighborhoods, what happens is when white people see that the black presence is above 12 to 15%, then white people start looking to move elsewhere. And in the article, the author was very clear. Black people don't have to, it's not that there's any crime committed at all. That there's any assaults or anything, it's just the seeing of black faces. And if it gets above a 12 to 15% presence, then white people move. They don't want to see black faces above a certain numbers. Talking to a friend of mine yesterday, he was breaking it down to me about clubs. He was saying that club owners out there, white club owners out there, when they open up their clubs, their rule is they ain't going to let in over 6% black people. Because their white patrons won't like that. They ain't going to do it. They're not going to let, if it's a white club, they're not going to let in more than 6% black folks. Interesting. And I put this out here. I connect this to Fire Chief Sherman George in this way. The same white folks. Oh, did I happen to mention that the person that wrote the article, the editorial, that is, in the St. Louis Business Journal, was one of the largest building developers in this region. And he was hired by places to develop their cities. So what kind of development efforts do you think went on behalf of this large building developer with respect to keeping black people out? He knows he wants that development to stay the way that it is, so it ain't going to be no more than a handful of black folks in it. Just like in the clubs, there ain't going to be no more than a handful of black folks in it because white people don't want it that way. Got it. got it. I understand it. I get it. But here's the issue. The same white folks that break that down for us, that tell us what white tolerance level of black folks, what it is, what the tolerance level is, would argue tooth and nail that there's no racism in this country. There's no lawlessness about race. You're building housing developments. You're opening businesses with the understanding that black presence must be kept down due to white attitudes. And by the way, that's against the law. So my point is, my connection is this. We live in a city that denies every single day that there isn't any racism in this city, not for real. And what is happening to Chief Sherman George is a direct result of that worldview, that legacy, that history, that understanding. Chief Sherman George is in charge of the livelihoods of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of white people. He can hire them. He can fire them. He can discipline them. He can direct them. He can order them. Just dig it. Dig it. There hasn't been anybody ever in the 150-year history of that department, no black man has ever been able to tell this many white men in the city of St. Louis what their livelihoods are going to be like. Not in the history of St. Louis, not in this department, ever. And what is going on with Chief Sherman George is an effort by Francis Slay to break the law and to have a white man decide the fates of white men. Oh, and in the meantime, to send a message out that black men are, when ordered by white men to do things, you better jump and say how high. On the way up, you better ask how high. Sherman George is an honorable man. He's a brave man. He's a principled man. He's a fearless man, and he is an expert at what he does. And if we stand silently by, if we do not act on behalf of Chief Sherman George, then know that none of us are free. None of us are safe. Because if they can come after in a lawless way, in a racist way, in a crony-driven way, after this man, none of us are safe. You need to be there today at noon in front of City Hall. Take your lunch break. I don't care if you came last time, you need to come again. You need to come again. At 12 o'clock in front of City Hall today. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. I'll get to y'all. I'm sorry. I got carried away. But I'll be back. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at your traffic and your weather for this 7 o'clock hour. Westbound 70 between Lindbergh and St. Charles Rock Road. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to an accident reported at St. Charles Rock Road. Eastbound 40 from Spady through Hanley. Look for an accident's been cleared east of Hanley. Look for delays. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into West Florissant. Look for stop-and-go traffic. That accident has left lane blocked at West Florissant. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry through Doherty Ferry. You can expect the normal delays around the 44 exchange. eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79. Look for stop and go traffic eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Heavy volume going on there. Northbound 55 at 3200 South Broadway into 44. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for delays. Northbound Illinois Route 3 onto the ramp to Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slowdowns there. Westbound 64 from Bowell Avenue into the 5570 merge. Look for delays. Westbound Kingridge traffic from the Illinois Bank into the landing. You've got slow traffic there. Eastbound 44 from Lindbergh through Big Bend. Look for heavy volume. Eastbound 40 between Maryville Center and Mason Road. Look for heavy volume. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill into 270. Look for pockets of slow traffic. And northbound 270 from Dorset into 70. Look for slow traffic into 70 exit lanes. Eastbound 70 from 270 into St. Charles Rock Road. You've got slowdowns there as well. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For today, patchy fog this morning, otherwise sunny and warm with a high around 90. For this evening, mostly clear with a low in the mid-60s. For Saturday, partly cloudy skies, high in the upper 80s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. And Sunday, mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 64 degrees and hazy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 67. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call that's up next. Take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work, and it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
People can't stop talking about the remarkable results they get with their Bowflex Tread Climber machine.
I lost over 20 pounds working out on the Tread Climber.
I've lost almost 10 inches off my waist.
The Bowflex Tread Climber machine combines the stepping motion of a stepper with the walking motion of a treadmill. It's the low-impact way to burn up to twice the calories of a treadmill at the same speed.
It's really strengthened my core, my abs, and there's no impact on my joints.
Call 1-800-888-7635 for a free information. DVD.
I'm in better shape now than I was 20 years ago.
Get a Bowflex Tread Climber machine for no money down and payments as low as $24 a month.
I'm 40 and I am in the best shape of my adult life.
Be lean. Be fit. Be Bowflex. For a free DVD, call 1-800-888-7635. 1-800-888-7635. On approved Bowflex credit card purchases, monthly payment is 1.5% of the purchase plus any late fee. The number of months you pay and total amount of minimum monthly payments depends on additional purchase and account balances. Call for details.
Hi, I'm Laurie Fulkerson, inviting you to join me every Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. You'll hear stories of people just like you who are overcoming obstacles and making the difference in the lives of others. You're invited to share your thoughts. You know people are what matter most to me, and I enjoy talking with you and helping you reach your highest goals. Join me for the Laurie Fulkerson Show, Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. We're here to discuss what matters most to you.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north to the south and the sea. Whoa, mercy, mercy me.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Mercy, mercy, mercy me. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. And today is Friday. That makes it Fish Friday. So you need to get on down to Archie's All-American Cafe right there in the Loop, 6277 Del Mar. They have your All-American dog, your Chicago dog, your chili dog, your St. Louis dog, your crowd dog, your Reuben dog, your pizza dog, your cheese dog, your chili cheese dog, your Hawaiian dog. Dogs, 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 hot dogs at Archie's All-American Cafe. And today is Fish Friday at 5 o'clock into midnight. Fish Fry. It's a beautiful day. Get out there. Go over and on over to Archie's All-American Cafe, 6277 Del Mar. Get on over there. And it's all about All-American, apparently, this hour. Look, I want you to read this book, An All-American Deal. Why don't you go over to Archie's All-American Cafe, take your book, An All-American Deal by Bruce Petty, and read it, because 62 publishers said, no, we're not, too hot for us. We're not going to publish a book that is all about black people, African people going back to Africa on Uncle Sam's dime. We're not going to publish a book about assassins. We're not going to publish a book about government of the United States declaring that white supremacy rules the United States. No, that ain't the book we're going to publish, but lucky for you, it was published anyway. Go pick up a copy of this book. Get it at Left Bank Books. Get it at the NOI Center. Get it at Ujamaa Books. Get it at the Knowledge Center. Get this book. Pick up this book, An All-American Deal by Bruce Petty. They didn't want you to read it. You need to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. James.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
But Liz, I read something in the yesterday's paper that was simply unbelievable. The director of Lambert Airfield,
Francis Lay's relative, right?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes. He decided that he wanted to close one of the three fire stations. The fire station that he decided to close as a cost-saving measure was the fire station closest to the main terminal. Now listen to this, Liz. Listen to this. This gets even better. There are three stations that protect Lambert Airfield. The other two stations, if there was a major emergency, hold on 1 second, I'll turn the radio down.
And this is what's known as dead space. 1-877-920.
Sorry, Liz, my radio came on automatically. No, the other three, if there was an emergency at the main terminal, the other two stations responding could not come to the emergency of the main terminal. If there was an incoming flight, they'd have to wait until the flight came in because there would be a danger of an airline crash of the fire apparatus crossing the tarpac. Now listen to this. It even gets better. They said, well, whose idea was this? Did you consult with anybody? Oh, yes, we did. We consulted with the former director of public safety, Mr. Simon, and he said, "Well, did you consult with Sherman Jarvis, the fire chief?" "Oh no, we didn't consult with him because the director of public safety makes all of the major decisions."
Huh?
Now, Liz,
huh?
This was in the yesterday's Post-Dispatch.
Huh?
How in the world could a decision like that be made under any kind of consideration, cost saving or whatever, without consulting the fire chief of the city of St. Louis?
Well, let me break it down for you, James. Let me break it down, because I know your question is rhetorical, but let me break it down as if it isn't a rhetorical question. I want to put the politics in this. We have to understand, and that's one of the things that Captain Luster said on my show, and also the chairman of fire, Addington Stewart, also said on my show. This is about putting politics before your safety. These people do not care whether the citizens of the city of St. Louis are really safe. All they care about is engaging in their individual political act. Now, some people would try to make the argument that this Chief Sherman George issue has no impact on our lives, but it does, because if we stand still and allow Francis Lay to set the rules for Francis Slay gets to make the decisions about public safety in the city and not the experts on public safety, because that's what will be the ramification if we stand still and allow Francis Slay to do that. Then what we will see is what happened out at Lambert. That's Francis Slay's relative. He appointed his relative to head up Lambert. Now, his relative is saying, I ain't talking to Sherman George, because Francis says we don't need to talk to Sherman George. We just need to talk to these public safety people, the head of public safety, because Sherman George is an enemy to Francis Slay. Now, what is the cost of that kind of worldview? The cost is our safety.
No doubt about it. No doubt. And even I understand there are approximately 40 St. Louis firefighters that man those three stations. Even they had filed a petition to the director of public safety's office saying it was the most reckless and irresponsible thing that they could possibly do.
And is that station still closed?
No, it has not been closed yet. It's under consideration.
And here's the piece of it. Now, dig this. The only thing that Francis Slay is talking about is the promotions for his cronies. He's not talking about whether or not the airport is safe. He wasn't talking about whether or not the stadium would be built safe. He's not talking about whether or not we are safe. The only thing that he's talking about is about whether some of his friends' relatives, whether they get promotions.
Yes.
Promotions. That's what we're talking about. Promotions, not safety. Bump promotions. Bump everybody's promotion. This is about the safety of the city of St. Louis, and the only thing that matters to Francis Slay is whether his friends get a little bit more money in their paycheck. Let's just break it down. Whether his friends get a little bit more money in their paycheck.
Absolutely. And Liz, I would say this, you know, I use the airport quite frequently, but if they close that station, I will go to Mid-America in Illinois. I'll never take a flight out of Lambert, because my life would be at risk on the ground even before I get up in the air.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Carl.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
You know what I was thinking last night? And about Mr. Bryson. And what I was thinking about is that I'm wondering what church does he attend, if he attends church. This is my point. If he attends a church, and if his pastor or reverend or whoever, if they allow him to continue to be a member of that church after what he is attempting to do, there's something wrong with that church. That's what I was thinking last night. Because what pastor, knowing that you have a member that's not right and that's, you know, that's getting ready to commit an egregious sin. And so, you know, that's my point. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that, you can ask the question of whether or not his pastor thinks that he's going to get some political hookup.
Okay.
And so you ask the question of what kind of pastor would stand still with that, the kind of pastor that thinks he's going to get some kind of hookup or doesn't care.
But you know what? I think that's what it is. Because, again, his pastor needs to come out and say that this guy needs to get up out of this church and needs to be put up out of there. And also the members of the church they should be in an uproar.
Absolutely.
Because if you're going to talk about Jesus saved on a Sunday morning, this is not a saving situation here. You're talking about people's lives being in jeopardy because this guy has no experience.
There you go. There you go.
This is the most damn ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. And I'm going to say this in closing. I used to go down to Martin Luther King's celebration, and who was up in the front? Slay.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And it turned me off to the point that I stopped going because he was down there locked arms with them preachers down there.
There you go.
And in my mental Rolodex, I have a vision of every one of them preachers that was down there. Again, it's some kind of hookup for them.
There you go. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
That's why everybody needs to be at noon today in front of City Hall. In front of City Hall today. At noon today in front of City Hall. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Stay with me. Summertime and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
This WGNU Global News Update is sponsored by All Rehab and Repair, the ones who do it all. Dateline Baghdad. The U.S. military says it has captured an Iranian commando in Iraq. Yesterday, coalition forces arrested a suspected member of an elite Iranian unit that has been accused of training and equipping insurgents in Iraq. The unidentified suspect was said to be a member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Quds Force. The American military calls the group a covert action arm of the Iranian government, responsible for aiding lethal attacks against the Iraqi government and coalition forces. The suspect is one of several Iranians in U.S. custody in Iraq. This WGNU Global News Update is sponsored by All Rehab and Repair, the ones who do it all.
If you're looking for the right contractor, All Rehab and Repair is all you need. For all rehab work and all repair work, call 314-645-9393. Basement remodeling, siding, porches, decks, kitchen and bath remodeling and repair. All the chores you can't or don't want to do yourself. What are you waiting for? Call for a free estimate. 314-645-9393. Small or large, home or office, call the ones who do it all. All Rehab and Repair. 314-645-9393. Visit them online at allrehabrepair.com. Major credit cards accepted.
I'm Karen Stewart. Join me on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. for Strategies for Building Wealth. This program will explore topics designed to help you better manage your finances, improve your net worth, and understand the basics of investing. So join me as we talk about Strategies for Building Wealth, Sunday morning at 8 a.m. right here on WGNU.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Bryant.